Welcome to 8-Bit Proof. Don't fucking spawn on me.
Red meat and titties.
Climax. Don't mention Black Friday.
I think the sale's over.
Yeah, Black Friday.
I'm gonna X that out.
Black Friday, that's racist.
All right, well, X that out anyway. Let's introduce ourselves. We've not introduced ourselves yet. Oh, well.
Oh, hey.
Hello and welcome to 8-Bit Proof, episode 8.
Yes, it is right. episode 8.
All right. Now, who are they listening to?
8-Bit Proof.
Well, I'm Roger.
That. Starring.
I'm Roger.
Brought to you by Susie.
And Handsome Joe.
And Corey.
And Core.
Roger.
And Roger.
And Francis.
Susie.
And Corey.
Less enthusiasm from now on, guys. This is out of control. This podcast is also brought to you by BlastMagazine.com, Boston's online magazine for video games, TVs, movies, and pretty much everything else that matters.
And beer.
And beer. And buy $190 beer.
Yeah. That we're never going to drink.
Listen.
I'm telling you, we need to funnel that beer.
No.
Just straight funnel it.
Those of you who did not see on the Facebook page, I am the one that purchased the $190 bottle of Sam Adams 10th Anniversary Utopias. 24 ounces, 27% alcohol by volume. Delicious beyond reproach.
How do you know? You haven't tasted it.
That's just what I've heard. I'll never know, goddammit, because I'll never open it.
Well, buy another one and drink that one and keep the other one.
Francis, I can't afford to keep buying two bottles of $190 alcohol.
Just buy one more.
Just one more. That's all he's asking you to do.
I think the ceiling of how much money I'm willing to spend on an alcohol that I'm actually planning to consume is probably the 120. That's it. 120.
Okay.
That's as high as I'll stick to my $20 bottles of hooch.
You're saving.
God, you're classless. That's why.
He also uses terms like hooch.
Yeah.
What's hooch. Wrong with hooch?
Any hooch shouldn't cost you more than $20 anyway.
If you can't put it in a paper bag, then...
You sound like a drunk from Prohibition era.
Are you proposing that I drink my Utopias from a brown paper bag?
Yes, I propose you do.
Do everything trashy with it. If you put it in a bag, pour it in a funnel, and then let the funnel just pour over your
face. That's something a rich man would do.
As you scream and rip off your shirt.
I can't wait to guzzle friggin'...
From my homies.
Numerous amounts of peppermint schnapps during the holidays.
A Christmas party.
Yes.
That is.
No, don't drink
Christmas
yourself
party
stupid.
Tradition.
Yes, it is.
Don't drink yourself stupid on schnapps.
Well, rumor has it we're casting during the Christmas soiree.
Oh,
so,
right. So,
I mean, the more peppermint schnapps I have in me, the better.
All right, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
That will be
that's
hopefully
top
the next
secret.
Episode.
You didn't hear anything.
All right, the topic for this episode, well, we're all 30 right now, right? I'm about
yes,
to cross.
I am. We are.
I'm
arguably.
About to cross into 31.
We are all
and,
30 years old.
We have all been reading comic books for quite some time. Am I correct
it's
in
true.
That?
True. I took a break.
Like a sustainable lifetime break?
Like, no. Like, when I was from high school to now.
Really?
Years ago.
You took that long of a break?
Yeah.
Well, I did take a break in college.
So.
But either way, it is a good time to be a comic book fan right now. With
it is a good
movies
time.
That's dangerous business.
The Marvel
Who's
Now.
These, Francis?
New 52. It's a good time to be a comic book fan. So this episode is all about comic books, and we usually start out with a game. Roger's got a game because he's our resident comic book expert. So,
and I swear to God.
Roger, I'm throwing it over to you.
What? No, I would like
it
to know.
Better not be overly hard.
It shouldn't be too difficult. I've made them reasonable.
What?
Like I was when I first started making, I was like, ugh. No one's going to know these because I stuck more to stuff that I knew about. And
Who
like, they probably haven't read this
is
stuff.
The underwater welder?
I don't know who the fucking underwater
like,
world is.
Like stuff nobody knows who he is.
Like stuff like that I avoided, so I tried to keep it as mainstream as possible. Comic book trivia. We're going to have three contestants, Corey, Joe, and Francois.
My answer to any question I don't know is going to be Grant Morrison.
Okay, and I am the host for this game. So I'm going to start to the person on my left, which is Corey, and I'm going to ask a question. I'm only going to ask a question first. If you get it right without me giving you the options in the multiple choice, you get 3 points.
Oh.
If you need the options, you get 2 points, and if you get it wrong, you get minus 1 point.
Where did 1 point go?
Hey, he's the maker of the game.
You don't
you
need
can make
one
your
point.
Own game for everyone.
What if I'd like 1 point?
Too right. bad.
What if 1 point would make it more interesting?
Are you keeping score over
I
there?
Am going to keep score.
Okay.
All right, carry
so,
on.
So, basically, the person with the most points wins. Pretty self-explanatory. Do we all understand?
Yes.
And if you get it wrong, you'll still have to take a swig of your drink. And I deemed it that the person who loses... has to chug whatever beer they're drinking A full beer. A full beer pound.
All right, let's do this.
For the loser.
All right.
Question number one for Corey.
Me.
Which character from The Walking Dead had their hand cut off by the governor?
That would be Rick Grimes.
Correct.
Well, that was a gimme.
What's The Walking Dead?
Fucker. Ah, Francis.
Question number two to Handsome Joe. Hal Jordan is the Green Lantern of which space sector?
Oh, fuck me. What do you think I...
We want an exact postal code.
If you want the options...
Francis isn't giving it to me just by looking at him.
Someone at this table is wearing a Green Lantern sweatshirt
yes.
right now.
It's not Joseph. I hope Francis knows the answer to this.
Give me the multiple choice. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, so
A... He's a
sector
Green Lantern 7G. Of Space Sector 2814,
Jesus.
B, 2014, C, 8214, or D, 1945.
2014.
Incorrect.
Fuck you. Oh. Francis, you couldn't even give me a little bit of a... You fuck.
All right, is there any sort of like... What's
Francis,
the correct answer?
Francis isn't going to get any points, but would you like to guess?
It's A.
Yes, it is A, 2814.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
But Francis doesn't
it's
get
gonna
any
be
points
like a
for
fart
that.
Hitting a bell.
All right, question number three to Francis.
You're an asshole, Francis.
I'm trying not to chug a beer here.
Question number three to Francis.
Man's concentrating.
Dick Grayson was an acrobat of which circus?
The Three Ring Circus.
Oh man.
I need the multiple choice on this one.
A. Riley's Circus. B. Haley's Circus.
B.
Yes, that's correct. I'm sorry, I'm not doing the thumbs up thing.
It's all right. I'm right on the money, ready for it.
Okay.
I could tell you he was Robin. I knew that.
Question number four
Robin
to Corey.
The
Question number four to Corey. Superman was killed by Doomsday. In the aftermath, how many Supermen appeared?
I think I'm pretty sure I know this.
Do you want to be extra sure by getting the options?
No, I'm going to say four.
God,
correct.
You son of a bitch. I can't steal, can I?
I didn't know if there was like something that's like I was forgetting, bullshit. Like if you were counting like a fifth one I didn't know about. It was like Superboy.
Well, technically it would be five.
Steel guy.
Man of yeah. Steel.
There was the guy with the hammer.
Steel.
That's right.
Yeah. Steel.
Cyborg,
Superboy.
Superman, Superboy,
yes.
And the like Iridium dude,
that's
or whatever
right, that's
he was
right.
called. Eradicator, I think.
Douche boy.
Wasn't the Eradicator? Never mind.
I
go
don't
ahead.
Know. Question number five.
Better be.
Joe liked this question.
Kids in the hall.
Fuck.
Grant Morrison's...
The answer's not Grant Morrison.
Question number five. Grant Morrison's run on X-Men was titled...
I think
was
that
it Children of Tomorrow or something like that?
Is that your answer?
Oh, give me the answers.
Give me
okay.
the answers.
If it's A, X-Men Evolution.
X-Men Evolution.
Incorrect.
What?
It was new X-Men.
Oh, you were 0 for 2, I think.
What a... Grant Morrison.
I should have listened to
you're
all
the whole.
You're right.
I can see that. I can see the title too, and the stupid like neonish
yeah,
kind of
the yellow.
And fuck
yeah.
you,
Francis. Question
fuck
number
you.
Six.
Fuck you.
What villain?
Fuck you. All right,
question
ahead,
number
I'm
six,
I'm
Francis.
Done.
What villain of the Punishers share the same name as a horror movie serial killer?
Oh my Christ! Really? Can I steal this?
No.
Can I have the options?
What Punisher villain shares his name with a horror movie serial
There's
killer?
Only one
you
Punisher villain that's reoccurring.
You want the options?
Flex Metallo.
Come on.
No,
it's
not the answer.
Okay, you want your options.
Francis.
Yes.
So easy.
A, Kingpin. B, Jigsaw. C, Bullseye. And D, I might butcher the pronunciation of this
pronunciation.
Name, but it's Manaki.
Okay. All right,
I've
you
never heard
talk
that
talk
about
butchering pronunciation, and then you say pronunciation.
It's
awesome.
All right, so Kingpin was Spider-Man.
No, Kingpin was a. I don't know. He
he's
might
in
have
the Marvel
been,
universe.
Yeah.
He's been
Kingpin
in plenty
straight
of Punisher
Bowery.
But how many how many horror serial killers have you heard be
what,
called
what
Kingpin?
Was the third one?
Don't help him. You're walking him through this.
The third one, yeah. Bullseye.
This is not
Bullseye's
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
So B, Jigsaw.
Yes, correct. He's also famous in the Saw series. Congratulations, Francis.
Thank
you,
you
got
very
a point.
Much.
He's like the only Punisher-specific recurring villain ever.
Okay, after two rounds of questions, we have Corey in the lead with four, Susie in second with 2, and Joe in last with -2.
Fuck you!
-2?
Corey, your fault, Francis! You got two gay-ass questions.
How do you know?
Both of them sucked.
2-8-1-4.
Yeah, I wasn't even listening to the numbers. I was watching you to see what you'd do.
I obviously went like this in the first one.
You look, like the Marcus Kincaid bobblehead on all four questions.
Then I faked the next three.
Yeah.
Question number 7 to Corey.
Yes. Another Walking Dead, please.
No. What is the main character's name in Why the Last Man?
Fuck, you gave that to Joe to read, not to me.
Why can't I get that question, huh?
I'm sorry.
Why can't I get it?
The answer was in the Facebook thread.
Jesus Christ.
Joe chastised Francis for not getting it right.
First and last name?
Just first name.
I'm going to try.
Options?
You should do first and last
name. Yeah, give me the options. That's right.
You should do first and last
A,
name.
A.
Fuck you.
Liam. B.
Wait, that's not last name.
What?
His
no,
first
just
name.
The first
Francis.
Name.
Oh, okay,
A
sorry. Is Liam. B. Yarel. C.
Uriel?
Francis. D. Yorick.
It's not Francis.
Could be.
It could be Francis.
The first one, Liam.
Incorrect.
York Brown. It's Why the Last Man. Gone.
God.
Oh, well, I thought it was the
chromosome.
Y, the chromosome.
Yeah. But his name is Y.
Oh, I should have known that, obviously, as someone who never read the
Brown?
Comic book.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes, very right.
All
right. Okay.
Joseph, question number 8.
York and Hero Brown.
You're going to hate me even further now.
I fucking hate you right now.
I don't
care. I'll drink the fucking beer. I'll do it with a fucking smile on my face. Hit me with your stupid question.
Question number 8. What are the names of the 3 major events in DC's Crisis Trilogy?
I'm just jumping right to that. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to stare in Roger's eyes.
Would you
look a bewilderment on my face.
Would you like the options?
Pretty sure you would.
Repeat the question.
What are the names of the 3 main events in DC's Crisis Trilogy?
Could you repeat the question?
No.
Hulk Hogan versus Macho Man.
Give me the answers.
Okay. A. Identity Crisis. Continuity Crisis.
Continuity
Crisis. Whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Salvation Crisis.
Jesus Christ.
B. Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Crisis.
Finite Crisis. Final Crisis. C. Earth 1 Crisis, Phantom Zone Crisis, Omega Crisis, D, Crisis on Infinite Earths.
You should get a point if you can even understand this.
Someone should tell us how many times he said the word
I'm
crisis.
I'm crising inside.
Infinite Crisis,
crisis
and
one.
Final Crisis.
It's
crisis,
B.
Crisis,
B.
Crisis
it's, that's incorrect. It's not B.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Why would you give me a question like that?
Crisis 2.
Why would you make a question like that?
Crisis 3.
It's D.
Crisis
D was
Warhead.
The correct answer.
Why would you do that?
I'm sorry.
There were a lot of crises in that.
Well, it's a final crisis. I mean, the Crisis Trilogy.
What's the plural of crisis?
Crises.
Crises, yeah.
How many crises may you have? I'm in a crisis right now. -3.
Francis, question number 9.
Point crises.
Question number 9, Francis.
Well, I'm not sitting in your seat.
What
it's
is...
Pumpkin.
Nothing,
Francis.
I checked.
Yes.
When you're ready. Are you ready?
Sorry.
Okay, Francis. What is Swamp Thing's secret identity?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Like his, who he is in real life?
Yes.
Swamp Thing. Because he's just a Swamp Thing.
Is that your final answer, or do you want the options?
I'll have the options.
Okay. A. Alec Holland. B.
That's
Joe Chill. C. Buddy Baker. Or D. Mark Raleem.
What
was the first
feelings,
one?
Francis, you know
Alec Holland.
Let's go with that one.
Okay, congratulations. You got a point.
Good work, Francis. If
Thank
anyone
you.
Didn't see the Swamp Thing live action movie in the 80s,
I have a quick question.
You're an asshole.
Yeah,
so the Swamp Thing, he turns into a human or he's just the Swamp
Thing? He was a human that turned into the Swamp
Thing. So he can't turn back?
No.
He can just
Swamp Thing.
I think so.
No, he's just Swamp Thing. It was like a mutation.
Yeah, but
he
I think
is
he can
Swamp Thing.
I don't know. I haven't got that far in the new comic.
Are you reading Swamp Thing?
Yeah, I'm reading like the newest one. I've never read any of the old ones. And the newest one, he was a human, then he turned into Swamp Thing, and he
who writes that shit?
That.
Snyder?
No. Yeah, Scott Snyder.
And you're reading it?
Yeah.
Huh? Not Morrison?
Correct.
Grant Morrison took
carry
a
on.
Off.
Question at number 10.
Wait. How many more? How many questions?
Oh, through the
seven of crisis.
A second round of questions. We have Corey at 3 points. Francis at 3
Wait,
points.
At 3 points?
Yeah, you
got
the last
four.
One wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I thought I got 3 points for every time I got it right without you reading through the questions.
Oh, poop sake.
I got Rick Grimes. That was 3 points right there.
3, and Susie has 2. So Susie's in the lead with 6. You're losing.
What?
Susie's got all of them right.
Susie's run the table.
On the options.
Hey.
It's 6, 5, -3.
Okay.
Motherfucker. I got 2 3-pointers right
So you have 5. Susie has 6. Joe has negative 3.
This game is rigged. A lot of nothing.
Corey, question number 10. This is a huge question, right?
He put all the shitty questions every 3 questions.
I didn't. No, it wasn't intentional.
Fuck you!
I told you that's why you randomize it, so no one can complain that you're singling them out.
Yeah. Look what you did to me.
I didn't randomize.
Look what you did to me.
2814.
Question number 10. American Vampire is written by which Batman writer?
Okay, is this my last question?
Oh, it's Grant
question?
Morrison.
Is this my last question?
It is
question?
Your last question.
Give me the names.
It's Grant Morrison.
Grant Morrison.
Grant Morrison.
Tony Daniels.
It's Grant Morrison.
Tony Daniels.
Scott Snyder. Chuck Dixon.
What about Greg Capullo?
What about Garth Ennis?
He's an artist.
What about David Finch?
He is an artist and he tried writing and that didn't go so well.
What about
well.
Greg Pak?
I don't know who that is.
Chuck
what
Dixon.
About Clayton Crane?
Did you just guess Chuck Dixon?
What about the best writer ever, Jeff Jones?
Should I have guessed Chuck
Dixon? No, you shouldn't have. You're wrong.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Dude, what did I tell you? It's Morrison. I wasn't
Scott
kidding.
Scott Snyder was the answer.
Aha! Oh. See, he wouldn't have gone that obvious.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Question 11 for Joseph. Name the creative team.
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Question number 11 to Joe. Name the creative team for All-Star Batman and Robin.
Jeff Loeb.
Are you guessing or you want the
Tim Sale?
Do you want
no,
the
I'm
options?
Just going with DC assholes that I can think of.
Do you want the options?
Yes. Go ahead. Give me the options. Doesn't matter. I'm statistically eliminated.
A. Warren Ellis and Jim Lee. B. Frank Miller and Jim Lee.
All-Star Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
C, Grant Morrison.
C. Frank Miller and Alex Ross. D. Garth Ennis and Chris Berman.
Garth Ennis. Is there an E? Because Grant Morrison's got to be in there somewhere,
no,
right?
No, there's no E.
It's B.
It is B. You're right.
I just totally guessed. I don't even know who that was.
That's
who
what,
was B?
That's what that I would have said, too.
Frank Miller and Jim Lee.
Oh. Well, aren't I a fucking all right.
Peach. That was a good guess.
So with the last question, I think Susie won, but we're going to give him the question anyways.
Motherfucker.
Corey's going to know the answer to this one, too.
Motherfucker.
If Susie gets it wrong,
he loses one point.
I can steal.
It's no stealing.
No.
It's the last. Come on.
Francis, question number 12,
yes.
Just for posterity's sake. In The Preacher, what was the being's name that possessed Jesse Custer?
Options.
The devil.
Revelations, Genesis, the angel, or the saint of killers?
Genesis. Sega Genesis.
The angel.
Sega 32X.
Incorrect, Francis. I can't believe you guessed the angel.
Is it Revelation?
It was Genesis.
Genesis.
Sega Genesis,
oh,
yes!
Yeah, you know.
I knew that.
I didn't know that.
So we've come to the end of our trivia, and the scores shook up. As such.
Chug that
shook
beer.
Shook up as
Susie.
Last thing I want to do is chug Sam Adams.
Susie
winter.
Ended
heavy.
With 5 points.
So good.
Corey ended with a respectable 4.
Mother.
And Joe ended with 0.
Right, so
and
Susie
he is
wins.
Chugging his beer right now. And Susie won.
All right, Susie, take a victory lap.
Your comic book knowledge is surpassed by no man.
Except you.
It's because of the fucking sweatshirt. Really shit all over Judd Apatow and the entire cast of that movie. What's her name?
Oh,
Katherine Heigl?
Yeah, Katherine Heigl.
Cunt.
Really? Why?
She went on a bunch of shows and said,
what's
like, everybody
Katherine
on the
Heigl?
Set was chauvinistic and the movie was chauvinistic.
Whoa,
and they
what
were
the hell?
Heigl's
bags.
A
what
cunt.
You, what?
Really? Oh, they were show. No.
Yeah, she
they
shit all over.
They weren't.
Yeah.
They weren't.
No, I can't imagine a group of
Roger
guys
reports
that make jokes
from the
like
set.
That being
well, no. What does she expect? Like. Crude humor? What do they expect them to be like? Oh,
well,
no.
She took a paycheck. She took a paycheck.
Of course she
yeah.
did.
I
thought she was going to get bottles of wine and cheese and fanned by feather fucking fans and shit on set.
Hey, so comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comic
well.
Books.
Yes.
New 52. Huh? Marvel Now, huh?
Well, let's...
Image Comics, huh?
Hold on, before we...
Let's reminisce.
Before we get to the now, we've all been reading comic books for a long time, even if we've taken breaks. Susie looks really into whatever's on his computer.
Yeah, I just
right
bought
now
a video game, and...
I just did. Right now, you just bought a video
yeah
game.
Yeah, I did.
I hold the power button on Francis' computer.
Don't do
it
that.
Turns off.
No. Sickness. I'm debating whether to buy Hotline Miami. Anyways, so, comic anyways books when we were younger.
Comic
does anyone remember the first comic book they read?
Hold on. Let's go back to a time.
The first comic book I read?
Back when we were young and innocent.
Yes.
Masturbated to tracings of hot chicks and comic
and
books.
And E. Wild on the Riviera.
Imagine, remember when that was enough to just enough
I think,
to do it?
I
dude,
think I
Weird Science on USA was
oh
enough
God
for
the
me
grind on MTV.
Oh, man, yeah.
The grind on MTV.
Vanessa Angel.
The grind
yeah
was top core.
Yeah.
Vanessa Angel was my number one for way too
God
long.
God, is she
but
she's still number one.
You know, an Oingo Boingo Weird Science song still gives me a boner.
Kingpin, when she comes out of the fridge with the nipples hard.
Mm-hmm. All right, comic books.
But
we gotta stay on comic books.
I believe I started reading comics before I started, you know,
smashing it.
Yeah.
Masturbating?
Yeah.
Smashing.
I think
fist,
so.
Fist smashing the old. Because
I think I was like maybe
dolphin
9, 10 when I started reading comics.
About when I started. What was the first comic you started reading?
It was probably some Batman-related title.
You don't remember? You
probably?
Just,
or you
no.
No.
I can't remember for sure, but it was definitely a Batman-related title.
Wait, hold on. You probably or you don't know, but it definitely was? It doesn't make any sense.
You're very casual about it for being the biggest comic
yeah
book fan in the room.
Well, I don't remember, but I'm like 90% sure it was a Batman-related title.
It wasn't that memorable then.
What the fuck
no
is wrong with
I'm
you?
Sorry, do you remember your first comic?
Yeah, it was Maximum Carnage, Amazing Spider-Man.
Really?
Maximum
I remember.
Carnage,
I remember
one.
The cool like foil cover.
No, what are you talking about?
Like the Maximum Carnage covers had like the weird red foil cover.
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember
already
what he's talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking. And the Venom cover had like the texture to it, where like his face was all like bubbly.
I remember
on
seeing them
the cover
in the comic shop when I went, but I never.
All
had
I
that
know
too
is that I was like the first thing, and I was so pissed off my whole youth because I never had that full Maximum Carnage series. I only had
yeah,
like issue 2, 5, 10, and that was it. And
yeah
I never knew what the hell happened.
I had like the first and the third one, and I don't know where the other ones are. But
I have
the
compilation now. I'm
like
not
one
scared
of the most
money
flashing, ridiculous covers was like a Spider-Man cover where the cover was like foil green and it was like an armored silver Spider-Man on the cover. It was just him and like it would move and it would just like dazzle your eyes. It was a flashy cover. It was very flashy.
It flashed you into buying it. Mom! I need it!
I think that's officially the first time the term dazzle has been used on the podcast.
Yeah, congratulations, Roger. Thank you.
X-Men,
Roger.
X-Men 300th issue, I think it was. What was the one? I think it was the 300th one. It had like a foil cover too. That was one of my
yeah
early comic books I had.
You were huge in Spawn when you were younger.
Spawn's
yeah,
so
I had
awesome
pretty much every Spawn up to like issue 74. That was the only one I collected though. But I had Aliens comics too.
It's a shame they haven't gone digital yet.
The Dark
what
Horse Aliens
what
comics?
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
The original ones like Earth War and I don't know. The ones that the books were based on.
I had very few of those. I had like
early 90s.
One every, I don't know, 10 or 15 issues because I would just go to like a drugstore and fucking see one and buy it right away for a couple of bucks. But
they were great. The
like
cover art was always awesome on them, but then the art on the inside was just
not
awful.
Not even close.
Awful.
It was awful.
The cover art was really, really, really fucking good. It was like concept art good.
I think
and
I was
the inside was just terrible.
I think I was spoiled when I was younger because like right down the street from me I had a New England comics
oh
and
yeah
then I had a mom and pop comic shop right around the corner too.
Nice. You were definitely
so
spoiled.
I had two comic
yeah
shops
we had
I could go.
The mom and pop one on Park Street.
Yeah.
And then the one we had New England comics
like
on
where
the
near
alley
the near the bowling alley. And, like, the New England comics near the bowling alley had, like, a vending machine where you would just put quarters in and you'd pick up, like, capsules with paper in them. And it'd be, like, you open it and be like, oh, you won 5 free comics from this specific
wow
bin or that specific bin.
Jesus.
And you'd be like, yes. So I would just go there and, like, feed that machine quarters and just walk away with stacks of comics, which probably meant nothing to me. But it was free and it was awesome and I loved it.
I grew up in fucking northern Maine and there was one comic book shop that was, like, in and out of foreclosure. Like, it would close for a couple of months and then
yeah
open. So I get pretty much all my comics through the mail, like subscription.
Out of subscriptions.
So I had G.I. Joe for like the longest time, just G.I.
Yeah
Joe. And then I went to Toys R Us. Did you ever go to Toys
American
R Us?
Hero.
Yeah, I got a bunch of comic like packets from
yeah
Toys R Us.
You remember the number one packets you could buy?
Yeah.
Like it was like four number
yeah
ones. I bought one of those and one of them was Punisher Warzone number one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's pretty badass. And then like a couple weeks later, G.I. Joe just ended. They just canceled it.
Really?
So I was like, oh, I got like 6 months left and I just switched it over to Punisher Warzone and I was like sold ever since.
There you
like
go.
But that, as soon as I got a subscription to that, that got canceled like 4 issues into that. So I got all mine like back issues at comic shops.
I remember that's how I got, like, that's how I originally got the Batman Nightfall story and the Superman Doomsday story was through those packages from Toys R Us.
Toys R Us, yeah.
And then, like, later when I was older, I convinced myself that those comics in those packs weren't, like, original or anything. And, like, someone would scoff at me if I had showed them, like, oh, yeah, I got this. Like, where'd you get them from? Oh, Toys R Us pack. And be like, Toys R Us pack. So I, like, found each individual issue at comic shops just to get them, just so I could be like, I got them at a comic shop, okay?
You thought the fact that you got them at Toys R Us invalidated?
Yeah. Yes.
I got
the same comic.
I got Cage number one at Toys R Us because of that. I got, like, Nomad. Toys R Us is awesome for
that. But the ones you got at Toys R Us were definitely not first prints of the comic. They were probably, like, third or fourth prints.
No, so you went comic snob pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
So if I had said, like, oh, check out this Punisher Warzone number one, where'd you get it? That would have been your first response.
No, that would in my head I would secretly say that, but I wouldn't say it to you.
Well, thank you for judging me silently.
No problem. First. That's how I do it. I'm a silent judger.
Do you ever sometimes just walk into like a Newbery Comics where they have all the comic books and just mutter to yourself at how ill-kept their comic book section is?
Not a real comic shop.
They keep them on shelves.
That's what I say every time I go there.
They're like bent over and like flop.
Yeah.
It's disgusting to me.
They put the floppy single issues in racks where, like, the ledge that holds them in place is maybe an inch in height, and the comics are, like, 10 inches in height,
over.
So the comics are all like,
they're just bent over
and
wrinkled
just looking
and
at
fucked
them.
Up. I walk in there, and I'm
who's
disgusted
buy those?
Every
and yeah,
time.
You're like, what asshole is going to buy this folded-over comic? No
one. You know what
one.
It's like? It's
no
like
one.
Walking into, like, an MSPCA shelter and seeing a dog dying of hunger. Yeah. Like, there's malnourished animals everywhere, and you're like, who would do this to these dogs? That's what it's like every time I walk into a Newbery Comics.
For a franchise that has comics in their name, they sure...
I think
it's abuse.
I think they keep the comic section in the Newbery Comics by me has
it's embarrassing.
Considerably shrank over the years. So I think they do that just to hang on to the term Newbery Comics.
Yeah, the only one that has frank. The only one that had a decent comic section was the one in Natick, but they moved that to the mall, so I don't know how it looks like now.
Probably just music and fancy stuff.
Yeah,
a couple of witty T-shirts.
Because I got the like email DVDs. News blast from them, and like the owner of Newbery Comics was like, you know, times are tough, and people aren't buying CDs anymore and physical copies, so we have to pursue other avenues of making money. So we're gonna concentrate on clothes and stuff like that.
We're
gonna
go bend our comic books.
Yeah. it's terrible.
It's
awful.
It makes me angry when I go in there because I almost go in there every year to buy like Christmas stuff because there's so much random weird shit there. Yeah. And I go into that comic book section and I'm like.
But like once a year they'll have a buy one get one free trade. Pause. They'll have a buy one get one free trade, and I'll go in and I swear I've been going there for 4 years in a row, and every year it's just the same ones there, and I'm like looking at it and I'm like, I don't think they've gotten a new trade since I've started this.
I've seen comic books taken better care of at like those racks that spin at like a CVS. Spinning. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
there's
like
four tall and
like
you can spin them.
The old Borders.
Yeah, I got all my my 2099s at drugstores, like the hardcovers. I got all my 2099s.
I had Spider-Man 2099 number one.
Me
that
too.
Was like a foil cover. Like
yeah, that's the one I was saying with this armored suit.
Yeah, okay, I had that.
Thanks for checking in when I brought it up.
That was $20.99. You were talking about just Amazing Spider-Man and the Carnage.
I bought that at GJ's convenience store on Washington Street when we were like in sixth or fifth grade.
Yeah.
That was.
I collected all the hardcover 2099s all through like shitty drugstore like rotating racks.
Yeah.
It took me forever. Well, Susie, we haven't touched on your
first
comic book.
First
ever.
Comic book memory.
That was a Green Lantern, huh?
No,
Jeff
it wasn't.
Jones, huh?
I didn't read Green Lantern until I was in college.
Tell us about it.
Or actually, I didn't get interested until I was in college.
So
I didn't start reading it until I got home.
You weren't
first comic
curious.
Memory, Francis.
My earliest comic book memory was it was an X-Men comic.
Mm.
It was like
Galactus.
It had like a foldout. It's on Corey's wall. It had like Wolverine and like Cyclops on the cover.
X-Men number one.
Started off with like a training simulation.
It was a reboot that happened when we were in eighth grade, beginning of high school.
I know what you're talking about. I have that issue too.
I had that when I was a kid. I don't remember what age I got.
So
around,
X-Men
that's my most
started your love of comics.
Yeah, well, the cartoon did. And then I started getting into the Batman cartoon. And then I started reading, you know,
and
buying those. And then I got into Spawn. And then I went on a hiatus because I didn't really didn't have the money to buy comics. And
so you started with X-Men and Spawn, and then you ended up on Green Lantern.
Well, Batman. How far
what
are we fallen?
Went wrong?
Well, I like science fiction. And then Green Lantern tickles that thing. And Green Lantern's more about the
jewelry.
Universe rather than a... St- a city, so it kind of has more wider range.
I get what you're saying, Francis. You like a story with wider scope.
Yes.
And less
more
words.
Choices.
Yes.
Less
and
words.
A lot of flash.
Yes.
Thor, no. The Green Lantern.
Yes.
Geoff Johns, yes.
Yes.
So
you were a fan of Geoff Johns.
Mm. Yep.
Is it Geoff Johns or Geoff Johns?
Geoff. He's British, I think.
Geoff.
So
Geoffrey.
I think that's
Geoffrey.
Jeff. I think it's pronounced Geoff.
Geoff,
then.
Geoff. Geoff.
Well,
Jones.
Another one, Geoff Johns. So, like, wow, that was good. Favorite artists and writers. Let's go around the room and talk about our favorite artists and writers. And Roger, you are our comic book resident know-it-all dude. So why don't you tell us who your favorite
expert.
Artist
how many
and
do you want me
are.
To? How many do you want me to, like, do I have a lot?
All of them.
Enough so we have time to also talk about them. So,
okay.
So
Garth Ennis,
give us,
I like.
Give
Warren
us three
Ellis,
writers.
I like. Grant Morrison, I like.
There's three.
Frank Quitely. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly.
Quitely?
Is it Quitely or Quitely?
I don't know.
It looks like Quitely, but I couldn't tell you either.
And Derek Robertson, I like.
What has he written?
He's an artist, because you told me three writers.
Inked, sorry.
Yes. He's drawn Transmetropolitan, and right now, more recently, the Happy series with Grant Morrison.
How many? That's only like two issues deep.
Yes, it is only two issues deep. You're correct. It's on Image Comics. Image Comics. Can I just like a little tangent? Image Comics is killing it right now.
Ugh.
Killing it right now.
How so?
They have Walking Dead, right?
Walking Dead, Invincible.
Spawn.
Invincible's
like the spawn.
What the hell is that other one? Haunt.
Kirkman's other thing.
Haunt is like Spawn.
Invincible's is Kirkman.
That's
yeah,
what I was thinking. It's of. Kirkman as well. But like, they're big on creator-owned stuff, so it's a lot of good stuff where like you don't have to listen to DC or Marvel be like, no, Wolverine can't do that. So they can just do their own thing and be like,
well, that's why Kirkman's there. I don't think Kirkman's ever going to do anything that's not creator-owned. Ever
a lot
again.
Of people are going to Image. Like Grant Morrison is starting to go to Image after he's done with Batman and Superman from DC. And what's that guy's name who was doing Captain America? Brubaker.
Yeah,
Brubaker?
Ed Brubaker.
Yeah.
Ed?
He's going to Image. A lot of people are going to Image.
Why?
You know Robert Kirkman did the first two Marvel Zombies?
I believe it.
Well, he did. It's not a rumor. I didn't know that. That's what made him start doing his own, like, you know, that gave him more creative control. Why he wouldn't, you know, work for other people. That's why he doesn't work for Marvel anymore.
Yeah.
So I guess he like barely saw a dime for
Marvel
Zombies, and that completely took
it's
off.
It's your property. Like
he only did the first two, and then he bailed.
If you create a character for DC, it's DC's character. It's not your character. But if you create a character for Image, it's your character. So you could create it for Image.
Yeah, because if you created it for Image, you're probably Todd McFarlane. And you own that shit.
But, like, say if Grant Morrison went to Image and he created Zolo Man, he could take Zolo Man from Image and go to, like, Dynamite Comics, or he could go to Vertigo, or he could go to another comic and just be like, I'm going to take this character there. And they couldn't do anything about it because the creator owns the work.
Hey, who does own Zolo Man?
I don't think Zolo Man exists.
I think that's trademarked by Leone.
But if you trademark Zolo Man.
But if I had to nail down my favorite artist team, it would be Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
Quietly.
So that is my favorite artist and writer combination.
So go around the table. Anybody else got one?
Whoever Todd McFarlane works with.
Rob
McFarlane.
Rob Liefeld.
Is that whoever does Spawn with Tom
didn't
McFarlane?
Todd McFarlane write and draw Spawn in the beginning?
Yeah, it was him and Rob Liefeld, I think.
Yeah, that guy.
Did anyone read, like... Like, he did, I think before he did Spawn, and before he created Image, like, he did, like, a run on Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too. I enjoyed that, because it was Todd McFarlane and not some douche writing Spider-Man.
Well!
I've never enjoyed some douche's work.
I'm still waiting for that comic to go digital, so I can buy it.
What comic?
Spawn.
Why don't you just go to a comic shop and buy it? It's 15 minutes away from
he's
us.
He's getting worked up. Relax.
Where? Where?
JP Comics and Game.
Yeah.
JP Comics and Game. It's like 630 Center Street in Jamaica Plain.
JP's far.
Excellent,
like,
guys. Paul Bryant, very nice guy.
It's a 5-minute ride.
Is it?
To JP?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't know where it is.
Right by the... If you went past the VA hospital on Center Street.
Are we really going to give directions? We're going to give directions on the podcast.
Come on. Everybody needs to know how to get there.
Google it.
Look, I want to do it for my house, like I do with Steam, and like I do with Comixology.
Francis,
yes.
Let's proceed.
Sorry.
Favorite writers, favorite artists?
Aside from McFarlane.
Yes.
Geoff Johns and whoever he does his stuff with.
I don't know who his artist is. I don't know.
And I love Grant Morrison.
Do you?
Yes.
Are you just sucking up to Roger? Do you really like him?
Who writes Batman now?
Scott Snyder.
Sure, that guy.
He's good.
He's good.
I enjoy him.
and Dan Abnett.
What's he do?
He did a lot of stuff. He did the new Dead Wardians. He also writes books for Warhammer 40K.
Ah, there it is. So
there it is.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, oh. Okay, he does.
Yep, that is. There you go.
Warhammer 40K. I forgot Brian K. Vaughan. I would put him next to Grant Morrison on my list.
That high up, huh?
Yes.
I know Morrison's very good. Got a special place in your heart.
Very good.
I'm a big fan of Ennis and Dillon.
Yes.
The combination together. I'm a big fan of all the Punisher Max work that they've done, but like John Romita Jr., he like drew all the first Punisher comics I read. I feel like that's how he should look, so I'm a big fan of him. And Robert Kirkman. I think everything Robert Kirkman has touched has been fucking fantastic.
Even his penis?
Have you seen his penis?
No.
No, but
it's ridiculous.
You said everything he's touched has been fantastic.
Are there pics?
So I assumed that you knew.
Ticks?
Are there pics?
Oh, it's like Lyme disease ticks? Like,
does he have a problem that needs addressing?
Does a strange man have parasites attached to his cock?
Doesn't he?
Does he?
No, but I love Robert Kirkman. His comic books and his penis are both fantastic.
Yes. I have to agree, though I haven't seen his penis. Do you like Warren Ellis at all? I feel like Warren Ellis is in the same like boat as Garth Ennis is, and like Mark Millar, and they're in.
Oh yeah, Mark Millar too. Yeah. Got Mark Millar.
Like I feel like they share the same car. Like when they go to work,
car?
I feel like they carpool.
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't carpool with Warren Ellis.
Or who would you carpool with, Joe?
Honestly, my dream team is only because of one of the best runs on a series that I've read is because Kyle, Yost, and Crane. Did my favorite X-Men, X-Force, 2008 to like 2010-ish.
Is it Yost or Yost?
Good,
I don't know, Chris Yost.
I like his art. He's the artist, right?
No, Clayton Crane was the artist on that.
Oh, sorry.
Crane does awesome art. There's like really like stringy, like viscous looking like people.
Viscous?
Like Eon Flux looking people?
Yeah, like Eon Flux-ish kind of. Like everyone's kind of like skinny and it's all dark and I like his art. But Kyle and Crane did the writing on
what
on
book
X-Force.
Was that in? I'm like X-Force. Sold on Eon Flux type art. I always think that looks so fucking cool.
X-Force did this run when it was like Second Coming Messiah Complex like era of like X-Men stuff, and the run ended with like all the covers being throwbacks to like horror movies from the 90s. So there was a cover of like Warpath and like Wolverine doing like the what was that Quentin Tarantino movie? Dust Till Dawn. They would do Dust Till Dawn, Underworld, Queen of the Damned, like movie posters as comic book covers for like a whole like six issues they did. It was really cool.
That's cool. Susie has his hand.
Francis, throw it up.
I just thought of a way how you could drink your $190 beer.
What?
Have you seen Dust Till Dawn?
Yeah.
You see the part with Selma Hayek?
I don't have a Selma Hayek.
That's an integral part in that.
Find
idea.
Me a Selma Hayek.
That's another $190 purchase.
All right. She's going to cost more than that.
Yeah,
and
true.
Selma Hayek is still pretty, but I wouldn't pay $190 for her.
Let's not talk about tits for
yeah.
We stick to tits for 10 minutes.
Francis.
Let's stick to comics. Right,
leave your red meat and titties at home.
Everybody right? Google Jordan Carver yoga.
Anyway, back to comics.
All right. Anyways. Now we claim this is a video game podcast, so we should probably tie this into video games before we launch into what is going to be an enormous argument.
It's going to be enormous. We fleshed it out.
All right, well, we'll see. But favorite video game comic book crossover, I guess you'd say, or like tie-in. Can you think of your favorite video game that is also based on a comic book?
Well,
a lot of them
favorite
are notoriously bad.
Video game that's based on a comic book is also the best video game based on a comic book, and that'd be Batman Arkham Asylum.
Actually, Borderlands is based on a comic book now, isn't it?
No, that's true. The comic book is based on a video game.
The very shitty comic book is based on the video game.
And Paul Dini like wrote the actual game, so, and he's a comic writer.
Did any of you guys ever play? I know that Superman 64 is supposed to be the notoriously like awful Superman, but did anybody ever play the
worst
NES
game ever.
Superman?
No.
No.
Oh my god, it's fucking awful.
I'm shaking my head.
I can imagine an 8-bit Superman game would be awful. I imagine a pixelated blue sky.
You don't even run
nonsense.
Around like you don't even run around with Superman's powers most of the time. You just run around looking for a phone booth to not be Clark Kent. That's what I spent the majority of the time doing when I rented it. It was fucking awful.
Superman 64?
No. This was the Superman NES game.
Oh.
I never even had.
Maybe I'll get it on eBay.
You
should?
Perhaps
it's,
you should.
It's probably like $1.99.
Better than a dollar.
But I mean, it was
porn.
It was really, really fucking frustrating as an 8-year-old.
Up until Batman Arkham Asylum, how many, like, there weren't very, like...
Listen, it doesn't have to be a fucking arty-farty. Like, my favorite is Sega Genesis Maximum Carnage. It was like a Streets of Rage brawler.
I loved that game.
Yeah, the X-Men, shit out of it.
The X-Men really brawler?
Yeah. Oh, the arcade game one?
Yeah, that game was awesome, too. Yeah.
Just came out on Xbox Live a couple of months ago, too.
Did it?
I didn't play that nearly as much as I played Sega Genesis Maximum Carnage. I must have played that game. I never got past, like, the fourth level, but I played it, like, every single
memorized up until that fourth level.
Remember the X-Men game that was on Sega Genesis? It was probably on Super Nintendo, too. I forget the name.
Yeah, it was like a side-scroller.
Yeah, I like that game.
It was straight X-Men.
That game was good.
They made two of them, though.
Go for it. The Ultimate Alliance games were good, too.
So X-Men Mutant Apocalypse on Super Nintendo. Did anybody play that? I played the shit out of that as a child.
Like, until it defecated itself?
No, I played a lot of it because...
I'm going to buy it right now, Francis.
It was very good. It was a side-scrolling beat-em-up. It was a lot of fun. Levels were interesting. Unlike Spider-Man X-Men, which was a difficult and terrible game.
Spider-Man and X-Men was a fucking awful game.
Storm Underwater.
It was so hard.
How would you have Storm Underwater?
Isn't it like a primary swimming level?
Electricity?
It was awful. If you play an X-Men game on the Super Nintendo, make sure it's X-Men Mutant Apocalypse.
I remember that game.
It was also an X-Men Wolverine game. I forget what it was. But
the Spider-Man, the based on the movie Spider-Man games for the PS2, when the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans were coming out, were really good.
Don't
I think those were all, or the first two were very underrated. I never played the third one, but. And I would have to say my favorite would be the Walking Dead, the Telltale Walking Dead games. Those are fucking amazing. I don't know, Roger, if you bothered to get them.
I have not yet, no.
They're fantastic. And their choices... They matter. They really
genuinely matter. It's about time a choice mattered.
Does it change the ending? Because if it doesn't change the ending, it doesn't mean shit.
It changes the entire storyline.
All right. Well, then those choices.
Oh, the president of the United States.
We didn't mention the Marvel vs. Capcom series, which was a pretty decent fighting game.
Yeah, but that's not the same.
I'm not an enormous fighting game fan, so I wouldn't be able to speak for those games. But
Justice Gods Among Us, you see that?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's made by NetherRealms, right?
It's Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe minus Mortal Kombat.
Don't bring up that fucking garbage.
That game wasn't bad.
What, Mortal Kombat versus DC?
Yeah.
I
never
played
it. I liked it.
It was just like, it was if I took my action figures and just banged them together.
So?
That was definitely a credible fighting game.
The good thing about this
Superman couldn't kill anybody, but he could brutalize them. What was it called?
Yeah, you never saw anyone really actually kill anyone.
No, nobody got killed.
That was so fucking ridiculous.
You can't kill
fatalities. I understand.
Oh, okay, so what's
better? It's because Warner Brothers wouldn't let them.
No fatality. Okay, so Superman's not killing someone, but he's beating the ever-loving fuck out of someone into the ground. That's better.
Well, they're not dying.
Yeah, it is.
They made a Watchmen video game?
Who wouldn't die from getting the shit beaten out of... Yeah, they made a Watchmen.
They're not fighting regular people.
Oh, the end is nigh, whatever it's called.
That game was so stupid.
Watchmen, the end is nigh. It was an Xbox Live game.
Yeah, it was. I played the demo. Wasn't
Scott
too bad.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World
good.
Was a video game based on a comic book.
That you could almost argue that was like a comic book.
Yeah, it was based on a comic book.
The game was based on the book, but the book was based on a game that just didn't exist yet. Like, it was pretty much all a game already.
The game came out because the movie got popular, so...
The game was based on the book, though. Like, all the chapters were based on the book.
I was chicken or the hen, huh?
They came out around the same time, but it was definitely
the game
based
and
on the
books came out... Simultaneously?
No. The game came out like a month before the movie, I believe.
Yeah, but the books were out for a while.
I'm just saying the game was based more on the book than on the movie, but that's why it was popular at the time.
Well, yeah.
How was that game?
Really great. Yeah. It's like a River City Ransom.
Single player?
Didn't Telltale do it?
New co-op. No, it wasn't Telltale.
Worthwhile for single player?
Yeah.
No, it was awesome. It was Castle Crashers.
It's just hard. Okay. That's all. But all right. Like you play through, you unlock your moves. It's worth playing through a couple of times.
Back to the topic
hand.
A couple of people decided to do some homework before this podcast.
I did.
And read some comics.
Oh, that's not me.
Francis, you did not. I know Corey read some comics and Joe read some comics.
Green Lantern.
I read some comics before this podcast because I just read comics all the time. But anyways,
I read those comics all the time. Comics all the time. Comics all the time.
Would Corey like to share some thoughts on all comics that he read?
Do you read
before this cast?
Do you read them at work?
My comics?
Yeah.
No, here.
Okay. I do. I read comics at work.
All right. Yeah, because your work is your car.
I read Flex Mentallo today at work.
Oh, what's yes? Is that his full name?
No, Flex Mentallo, Muscle Man of Mystery.
Man of Muscle Mystery?
Man
that's
of
okay. That's okay.
What fucks my face off?
It's all M's.
No, before I read it, I totally was... I wasn't mocking you in the previous podcast, but I did say there was a stupid-ass name. No, listen to it. I was not mocking him. I mocked the name because I said it was a mouthful. But
oh,
I,
no that's one's what she saying said. It's a good... Like,
well, I get...
Flex Mentallo?
I get the name now because he's based on a campy Golden Age superhero.
Charlie Atlas.
I get it now. It makes sense. And I thought it was really good.
It was really good.
I thought you were
Thank
right.
You. I thought you were going to shit on it. I thought you were going to pull your pants down, put the comic on the floor, and poo on it. That's what I thought was going to happen.
That doesn't really translate well to audio.
No, it doesn't, but I thought you were going to do it for effect for me.
Well, what's the guy from the DC Universe? The Golden Age guy? Booster Gold.
Okay. Did you just say that because his name has gold?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Francis.
You're welcome.
It was like Slaughterhouse-Five. Did you ever read Slaughterhouse-Five?
No.
Anybody else read Slaughterhouse-Five?
No, you got nothing over here.
All right, well, the whole book, it jumps from different moments in this guy's life.
Yes.
All over the place. So it was kind of like Slaughterhouse-Five meets Watchmen. It was like an amalgamation of both of those.
I would say Watchmen
don't
was
you
more
dare.
Of a... I would say Watchmen was more of a, I don't know if this is a word, it's probably not a de-celebration of superheroes, where Flex Mentallo was a celebration of superheroes.
I think if it comes out of your mouth and you're unsure about it, it probably isn't a word.
I think Watchmen tried to break down the concept of superheroes, and Flex Mentallo tried to build up the concept of superheroes.
Well, I just meant that it was its own contained universe of superheroes.
Okay,
And like being brought into a realistic world. But yeah, I totally agree with you. It was a celebration of Golden Age comics.
Yes.
And it was
sucked.
Really fucking twisted.
It was.
Really, really twisted comic book. Especially for having such like a Golden Age, campy, old-fashioned character in it. And to put him in that universe, I thought like Grant Morrison had a lot of balls to be able to take a character that's very flat. Flex Mentallo is a very boring fucking character.
Yes.
Very flat character. Just
but
like Superman.
But it was excellent.
Oh, that's why you like it.
But it was really, really good.
It's Grant Morrison.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't realize
Thanks for checking
that,
in, Francis. Jeff Johns, Green Lanterns. Only comic I read.
Please read it.
No, it is really, really good.
It's good, but like, there's like four parts to it, and each part, like the first part is a Golden Age type story, and the second part is a Silver Age type story, and the third part was a Modern Age story, and the fourth part was like Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely or Quietly or however you want to pronounce his last name. Like,
dude, that's
saying
coming. That sounds awful.
Yeah, don't do that. Right don't so, like, the fourth part.
Swing the mic around like a big cock.
Woohoo!
But, like, the fourth part was, like, Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely trying to be like, listen, this is what we imagine comics to be in the future.
Well,
this is what we want. This is what we're going to do.
Was it, were they digital?
I'm sure you could probably buy a copy.
I'm sure you could.
Oh, they were still. No. If you said Frank Quietly was trying to envision what comics were in the future. Were they digital?
The stories, dumbass, not the way you
fuck
buy the
you,
comic
huh?
The way you get your
it
idea
was a
across.
Joke.
It was. It's really good.
It
though.
Was a joke.
I'd recommend it to you.
But no. Like,
as a good form of literature.
It was very good.
So art should be read.
And it was very good. I liked it.
I thought it was way better than the Superman All Stars.
Like it had the undertones of like Grant Morrison's huge on saying like, listen, these are superheroes. They are fictional characters, but like. He tries, like, subtly hint at, like, these characters are real because they're in our lives. So rapid-fire thoughts on All-Star Superman.
I thought you were going to fire
You read it before the podcast.
I did. Relax.
All right.
Look, he's defensive because he knows
I'm
I didn't like
defensive.
It as much
he's getting
as...
ready.
I thought it was two trades.
It was.
I liked the second trade a lot more than the first. I thought the first was kind of boring. I thought it felt disjointed, all the different stories. I wasn't sure those were all supposed to... like align with each other because they were so disjointed and like the story of, and I don't know enough about the Superman universe like to just walk in and read those two things. I haven't read Superman since I was a kid, so I don't know what Project is. I don't know what's going on with like Olsen, like he's like this playboy writer now that
but
like everybody knows.
None of the stuff that was happening in that comic book had anything to do with anything.
Dude, Project
else
was in almost every story.
Yeah, but it was a self-contained story.
But I don't even know who Project is. Like, they reference things that I have no idea who they are.
Project is Project.
Like, when you were talking about it on the Facebook thread, I was, like, so pissed I didn't have it in front of me to read. I was like, I want to read it now. But, like...
Overall, I liked it. I liked the ending of it. I liked the second trade a lot. But the first trade, especially the Olsen, when Olsen became the leader of Project for, like, one story, like, I didn't understand that shit at all. I didn't see it was totally.
Didn't Jimmy Olsen become like a sort of doomsday type person at one point?
Like it was very bizarre and it was completely inconsequential to the rest of the story.
But the ending was really good because like Superman just basically sacrificed himself to save everyone and became like some sort of sun god.
Well,
and, like,
spoiler alert right
who
there.
Who cares?
I wasn't going to say anything.
People that haven't read it. That's okay.
It was good.
I don't like
it
Superman.
It was good. And he left his DNA just in case they needed another
Superman. I liked the second trade. The first trade, not so much. I was kind of lost.
And Superman. I liked the whole Lois and Clark and Superman dynamic, too.
Terry Hatcher was pretty hot.
The TV show?
Yeah.
That was a good show. I used to watch that
and,
show.
And that issue where he, like, was talking to that girl that was...
Did the girl
like,
was going to commit suicide?
Yeah, that was good.
That was the best part of the whole series.
Yeah, that was good.
The girl was about to commit suicide.
And,
But Joe also read some homework before...
He did.
I read Why the Last Man. It was excellent. It was well written.
Debatable.
From the man who didn't read it.
I did read the first.
You didn't even know what the
name.
Yeah,
you read the first issue and you were like, words.
No, it was words.
Too many words.
Like,
words are hard.
I think I've seen this piloted on CBS before.
Oh, really? What show?
The movie with, you know, Harold and Kumar?
Yeah.
Harold, the one he was in. Where everybody's like, oh man, I had this dream. And like, everybody's dead. But I didn't dream.
What?
So I end up being dead.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you know,
what are
everybody
you
had the dream of the future. Everybody shut down for like 20 minutes. World
fast forward?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nothing like that.
It's everything like
that. No, it's not.
It's like, oh my God, all
okay,
men
so
are dead. It's 30 minutes.
So
fast forward is not about an entire sex dying off
so
the
planet. So in fast forward, all the men died and there was
no
women around?
I watched fast forward. It was awful,
it's
but it wasn't about that.
It's a lot like a CBS drama.
Fast forward didn't even have a post-apocalyptic future either.
There's a lot of ladies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of drama.
Oh, so okay, so you
nobody was getting punched in the face.
You don't like drama.
There was no explosions.
Okay.
There was nobody getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
There was no action.
Okay.
Uninteresting.
Doc Jones
didn't write it. The action picks up.
I couldn't go past the first comic.
It sounds like a backlash against not enough violence and too many women. It sounds like a lifetime backlash.
Yes. It's a good book. Brian K. Vaughan's an excellent writer.
Okay.
You should get into him.
Sure.
But anyways... When we're talking about writers,
the
topic came up
mm-hmm.
of whether or not comics should be considered literature. And Francis, since you were the number one proponent against being considered literature, why don't you share your thoughts?
I don't feel it's literature. Well, you seem to sneak it in because Dr. Seuss wanted a literature award because his books were literature and it's children's books. I really can't relate to comics. I mean, comics and children's books.
Okay, well, how did Dr. Seuss get brought into it when it's a debate about comic books?
Because his books are mostly pictures and words.
So it's the pictures that do it for you.
Well, you know, it's a comic. You know, it's based around the images that you get there. You know, oh look, it's Green Lantern. He's flying through space. You know, he's saying things that people really don't care about, but he's punching some dude in the face. And it's awesome.
Well, that's because you read Green Lantern.
You know what? Maybe if... You know, it's Batman. Let's go with Batman.
Okay.
He's doing ninja flips.
Is Grant Morrison
He's
writing it?
He's jumping off buildings. Who's writing it now?
Grant Morrison and Scott
Snyder
both have their own books. And
who's doing it? Who did the Owl People?
Scott Snyder.
Okay. Scott Snyder's... what is this? What is the point?
I would describe his books as literature.
I wouldn't.
I would.
It's about Batman being a ninja. And Batman being in his cave.
Okay, well, let's get down to like the meat of both of your sides. Why would you consider it literature, Roger?
I'm going to consult the definition of literature real quick. And I'm on dictionary.com. And the first definition of literature, which they define as a noun, is writings in which expression and form in connection... It says expression.
Just let it read.
Does it?
Don't.
I'm going blind. I'm sorry.
Expression and form in connection with ideas of permanent and universal interest are characteristic or essential
features. Wait. Read this next part slowly.
As poetry, novels, history, biography, and essays.
I don't see comics there.
Yeah, it doesn't say it anywhere in there.
Really? That's so comics don't have ideas?
Have what?
The comics have ideas?
How do you spell ideas? Is there an R in there?
Ideas?
Okay, but the way he pronounces ideas does not negate his argument.
Do comics have universal interest?
No, it's about
they don't have
it's
ideas.
About a one-sided character going up. It's about a one-sided character going about his business.
So comics have no ideas.
They have eyes,
but not ideas.
That's very general. Explain what you mean by
I'm
idea.
I'm asking you if comic have...
Yes,
have does ideas. A comic have an idea?
Sat down, had an idea of what he wanted to write.
So
over
so
the span of so 2 years.
So it falls under the first definition of literature.
Which is?
That it has ideas. Expressed.
Ideas and eyes and feet.
Written word. I don't see that anywhere.
Susie, how do you consider comics to be excluded from literature? What do you think excludes comics from the literature category?
It's they're not... I want to say they're short stories, but they're not short stories. There's not enough character development. It's pretty much action scene to action scene in a comic.
Isn't that based on the comic book, though? I mean, some comics don't even have action. Some comics are about romance or relationships.
It's the
and
same
all these
thing.
Things.
Lifetime has romance. Is that,
Francis.
A, is that a, you know...
Francis.
I don't consider Lifetime a real TV channel.
Well, there you go, see?
Francis.
Yes, sir.
It is a TV channel, though.
I don't consider it real.
It's a shitty one.
You said comics are like a short story, so is The Telltale Heart not a piece of literature? Because that's a short story.
What
it
is that?
Is.
Never heard of it.
But The Telltale Heart has...
words in it, so does a comic book.
Yeah, but...
No, it's weird. It's weird how that works.
No, listen.
Is it the pictures that do it for you?
It was done by the Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
And it's all words. You have this image in your head. It's not presented for you.
Okay.
A comic is more like a cartoon than it is like literature.
Okay, so I can... So are you saying that the pictures... are what do it for you?
It's no. It's see. The
are you saying
in
a
literature
writer,
the words are supposed to create the image?
Okay.
In comics, the image create the words.
I think literature is the words supposed to create your idea. Of
well,
what's
the
going
writer
on.
Writer gives the story to the artist, and then the artist draws around what the writer's written.
So,
I'm saying the story comes first. The story is what makes the picture.
But it doesn't exist
right.
without the pictures.
Right. But the story is
it's
just...
It's still a story without the pictures.
It's art. It's not
we're
literature.
We're not discussing
it's
quality
still,
here.
We're, not, yeah.
we're discussing what it actually is. Like
shatter
I mean,
this bottle over
I've
your
read,
face.
I've read novels that like are absolute garbage. Like
that's
Chuck
well,
Palahniuk.
You just said no. We're not talking about quality.
Fight Club
but
was
like, Chuck Palahniuk writes the same book every...
back to Chuck
yeah,
Palahniuk.
Chuck Palahniuk
every
has,
single time.
Has multiple
and
characters.
One at a time. One at a time. What were you saying about Chuck Palahniuk?
I'm saying Chuck Palahniuk writes the same book every single time, and everyone's like, oh, it's great, it's great, it's literature, it's great. Why? I've like read like 50 comic artists, writers, that are 10 times better than him, anything he could write.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying they're not literature, but Chuck Palahniuk is because he only writes words and doesn't use pictures?
Yes.
Well, Chuck Palahniuk, well,
frankly.
Comics don't really go deep.
Just say yes, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to interject just for a second. So what comes down to you guys is the pictures. Since no, it uses pictures,
it's also character
it's not
development.
A liter- it's
There's
not literature.
Character development in comic books. Have you ever read a full story, or do you just stop?
I think to say there's no character development is just specific to what comic books you're reading. Like, really well-made comic book. It's like playing a shitty video game.
Yeah, who reads?
It's like playing Angry Birds and saying that there's no plot. But then, like, if I say all video games don't have plot because Angry Birds doesn't have a plot, that's like lumping everything together with the shittiest form of that part of media.
Joseph.
Angry Birds Star Wars has a plot.
Good.
Whoopsie-doo.
Hey! Angry Birds has a plot. You gotta get the bad piggies.
Yeah, kill them piggies. They steal our eggs.
I think we're concentrating more on quality than we should be the actual definition here.
A comic is for, you know, visual purposes. You go
okay.
You're like, I'm gonna look at these characters. I'm gonna see them do action things. It's a still form cartoon.
Okay, so if you read a Green Lantern's comic,
right?
Or no, let's say you're not reading it. You're just looking at shiny pictures.
Yes.
Would you enjoy the Green Lantern's comic as much without words?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, that's your boat.
So you go into comics.
I go into comics for a story,
okay.
And the pictures are there to add to it.
Okay.
Don't you feel like
you get more from a book? Like more from outside the comic?
Oh, why don't you just read a book, guy?
Let's get into quality
again. The comic
again.
Is just surface level. I mean, literature will go into the deep character thoughts, progressions, relationships.
Okay. That's because you're reading Green Lantern. You're not
reading
anything else.
I read Batman.
Hey, maybe if you read some comics that actually went to
character. Are they not comics?
Hey, you know what? If... It's like baby food.
We're not talking about quality.
Hey, it's like baby food, okay? When you grow up, you start eating steak. But when you're a baby, you eat that baby food, all right? Baby food got everything you need in it. Just like a comic book. It shows you what you need to see and tells you at the same time. It's baby food for the mind.
We're all 30-year-old men still eating baby food.
Okay. Read a book, huh?
Can I say something?
I love applesauce.
Right, Francis? It's baby food for the mind. Read a book if you want to eat a steak.
No, you're... Okay.
Read a book if you want to eat a steak. Eat the baby food if you want to eat the baby food.
Okay.
Go. I've read books,
And I've read.
I hope so.
I've read books that are absolutely shitty. Like, I've read, like.
Well, we're not talking about quality.
Not talking about quality.
But you are, though.
No. Like.
Well,
talk about complexity.
Hold on, hold on. In Roger's defense.
It's complexity.
In Roger's defense.
Wait, maybe my analogy wasn't clear enough. It's about complexity. Baby food.
Okay.
Simple,
so you're
simple and easy to consume.
And that's not quality?
What are you talking about? Simple
that's not
and
quality?
Easy to
something
no.
that's simple and easy to consume?
It's
that
a complete observation on the texture of it.
So you're
it's
saying
like
comic
gooey,
book?
Gooey mush. So, gooey
okay.
mush that's easily consumed. Or a steak that has to be chewed.
So you're saying a comic
and,
book
and
can't
taken
be
in
complex?
And,
that's what you're saying, though. I don't understand
yeah,
that.
That doesn't
you don't
have
understand
to do with
that's
complexity.
What you're saying. That doesn't have to do with whether or not it's good
yes,
or bad.
Yes, it is. That's what you're
no,
saying.
No,
you're saying comics can't be complex,
hang on,
which
I
is completely
hold
false.
Hold on, hold
that
on,
that doesn't have anything to do with it being easy or hard
hold
to
on.
Understand.
Let's everybody stop talking
oh,
at
boy,
once. I really want to understand Joe's analogy, because it's coming off as quality,
baby
but you're
food,
saying complexity.
Baby food is
it's not coming
pureed
off that
and easy to digest. It doesn't require a lot of work to eat it.
So it doesn't require a lot.
Even the most uncivilized belly can eat it, but a steak, you have to chew it. You have to do some work with it. This is just an analogy. I'm taking so much time to explain an analogy. It's a steak. All you gotta do is high five. No.
Okay,
you have to just eat the steak with your teeth, and you have to chew it and cut it and do all this work with it.
Okay, so I want to. So you're saying
it takes more effort to read a book and to imagine the world than it does to read a comic book and see it all in front of you and have it painted out for you.
Hold on. Roger's about to die.
He
over
is gonna I'm just going to keep talking. I'll filibuster
no,
him until he
don't
dies.
Don't filibuster. I'll edit the fuck out of this.
I've read, like, Flex Mentallo, like, six times. Ah, and I've,
Flex
like,
Mentallo.
Hold on. You have never read Flex Mentallo.
I've read
Flex I'll Mentallo. Never read it.
You really should.
I've read Flex Mentallo like, six times.
Flex Mentallo.
I'll take his microphone. Okay, he doesn't have his mic anymore. I've read Flex Mentallo like six times, and each time I read it,
why?
I find something else new.
Why would you read it six times?
Because it's a complex piece of literature. That's why.
It's well, it's very. It is complex. It is a really good story, and you have to read it because it's very abstract. And the first time you read it, everything's not laid out like a Green Lantern comic book or a Batman comic book. Everything's not laid out like you actually have to apply some thought to understand it. Just like chewing a steak, it's
just
not like smearing baby food on your face.
Just like reading a Chuck Palahniuk novel is straightforward, but if you read like House of Leaves or something like that, you have to like read it like two times
what
to actually get what's going
reading?
On.
I've never had to read a comic book more than once to understand what went on.
Well, that's because you read Marvel, and I don't blame
no,
you.
No, I read
Marvel,
even
Marvel's
Watchmen.
Marvel's pretty dumbed down and straightforward.
Yeah, come on, with the insults, huh? With the insults. Yeah, you're better than me, huh?
I read Watchmen, and
yeah,
I read
oh,
I got
it,
Watchmen.
That
was
it. Okay,
that was
it. Okay, we're yelling
Watchmen's
over each
your
other.
Pinnacle of comic book
no,
complexity?
I'm saying
it's that's your fault.
So if you read Underwater Welder, which I flipped through.
Okay.
There's a lot of pictures.
Flip through it about
badly drawn pictures.
Okay.
There's a lot of pictures.
Okay.
There's no words. Next subject. Oh. Thor. There's a lot of words. And it's crowded the pictures. Why not just make a book?
Oh my God.
Because make it literature.
Listen, I've read books that are.
Because I go into. I'm talking right now. So I go into a comic book.
You want.
You're not going in there for a deep thought. You
I am. Francis, what you need to do is what I did.
Okay.
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 I got back into comics because one day I was surfing the internet and I was like reading about stuff. You guys can rag on me for this, but like I read, oh, this guy Grant Morrison is doing this stuff with Batman, and I was like, oh.
Why does
Batman?
The internet have a funny voice like
and then
that?
It was
I don't
like
know. And like I was like, oh, Batman! I love Batman. Who's Grant Morrison? I have no idea who Grant Morrison is. I'm gonna restart buying his comics. So I bought the Batman comics, and I was like, oh, these are really fucking good. These comics are really good. Like I don't remember reading stories like this in comic books when I was younger. Like these have depth. Like character structure, character growth, and everything. And I'm like, yes. So I was like, you know what? Grant Morrison wrote these books. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on Wikipedia. I'm going to go on Amazon and be like, oh, Grant Morrison wrote these. Oh, look. Amazon suggested this. Oh, Grant Morrison wrote The Invisibles. Grant Morrison wrote WE3. Grant Morrison wrote Doom Patrol. Grant Morrison wrote Flex Mentallo. Oh, look at all these books. Oh, I like those. Oh, look. There's a guy named Brian K. Vaughan that they suggested that I may like because, and that's what I did.
Okay.
And I got suggestions and this and that. That's what you should do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Because you read Green Lantern, Francis.
Yeah.
And Green Lantern. Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Green
Lantern. I won't read that.
Green Lantern is the Hunger Games of comic books.
It doesn't help him. It doesn't help him to agree with your side when you attack the
yeah,
things that he loves.
Yeah, Jeff Johns.
Insult
him.
No. Jeff Johns is like, who's that guy? Michael Bay?
Go ahead.
Is it Michael Bay? Is it Michael Bay?
You're going to say he's the Michael Bay of comic
yes,
book writers?
Yes, he's the Michael Bay of comic book writers.
I don't think
like,
he deserves that.
I like Transformers. Nice. Transformers, yeah. Good. Explosions, booms, lack of character depth.
No plot.
Megan Fox.
Transforms
what are you
fucking
saying?
Shit up.
Megan Fox.
Okay, I'm saying that's good. And I'm saying that's a movie.
She had
it's not
of
less of a
Megan
movie
Fox.
Because it had no plot or character development.
Are you saying Green Lantern has no plot or character development?
I'm saying
does
Green Lantern.
Does Green Lantern have
what?
Megan Fox?
What comic book should I read to be like, hey,
I don't know
this
what to tell you.
Is
you
literature. Because I read that one you suggested by Garth Ennis.
Which one?
The Superman, they had put everybody
Kingdom
in the...
Come. King,
what
that was Mark Waid.
The Gulag. That
was
in Borderlands 2.
Mark Waid was the Kingdom Come guy.
Mark Waid, you mentioned
okay.
that. That was good.
Mark Waid also writes Incorruptible and Irredeemable.
I don't... Yeah.
No, not, oh, weird.
Not,
you don't know about
note.
Comics. That's
no.
surprising.
No.
He was willing to listen to what you had to say, so don't keep attacking
so
what
you
know
like,
that
wait,
he likes.
If you like Kingdom Come, you know Mark Waid wrote it. You know Alex Ross was the artist.
But where do I go for literature in a comic book?
Did you like the art in Kingdom Come?
No.
You didn't like the art?
There was a bunch of
did
old
you like
dudes.
The writing in Kingdom Come?
It was good, yes.
Okay.
I enjoyed the story.
Okay, so you enjoyed
yes.
the story.
Yes.
Which I consider literature. I consider a story literature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no
so you enjoyed it.
Yes.
So Mark Waid Dr. wrote
Seuss.
The story.
Yes.
He wrote the literature of that comic book.
Right.
Okay, okay. You're saying the same thing over and
so
over again.
So Mark Waid also wrote Irredeemable.
Who's in that?
Irredeemable?
Yes.
Irredeemable is about a...
It's Green...
A superhero
is Green
who's
Lantern
like...
in that?
No. Then Irredeemable...
Why would I read it?
You're asking me for suggestions. You're asking me what you should read, and
okay,
I'm telling
okay,
you.
Okay, all right.
You
I'm
like
sorry.
Mark Waid.
Yes.
So give Irredeemable a chance. Garth Ennis.
Garth
there's
Ennis.
No T in his name.
Garth,
Garth
Ennis,
Ennis
has written some good comics. He's written some bad comics.
God.
But, like, the Preacher series was a fantastic comic
I didn't really
series.
Like those.
You've read the first trade.
Yeah, and I didn't
okay,
like
you read the...
Okay, calm down.
But
okay.
You read
not
the
everyone
first
has
trade.
To
you
love everything
the,
that you
didn't
love.
Read the whole... No, I'm not saying
I'm not
you
shitting
do.
On it. I'm just saying it wasn't up my alley.
Okay.
Okay?
It was good.
But
it was very good.
Is it the pictures? Is it the fact that they have pictures that take away from literature?
It's the fact that
yes.
it's a still frame cartoon. It's really not anything that I'm working my brain to acknowledge.
But it's
like
not a quality thing,
he says
thing,
this,
right?
he says that, they
that's
do this, he says that.
So
in a book, I get,
on,
okay, this is the world, I'm creating this universe, it's
good.
In your head, here's what it looks like, here's the characters, here's what they're thinking, here's
but
the
but it's not a quality
each.
Thing, right?
It has nothing to do with quality,
okay, so
it's just what's presented to me.
Well, so if, like, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo,
mm-hmm.
you ever read that?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
No, I haven't.
Or I don't read.
We would agree that it's literature, right? It's a novel?
Right.
It is.
Okay. Well, they're making that into a comic book.
Okay.
It's the exact same piece of work, but now in comic book form.
Yes.
But now,
it's
so
a
is
still
it still
frame,
literature?
It's a still frame TV show.
But it's not literature anymore.
It's not literature.
It's still a book.
It's not literature.
It's still the words.
It's a still frame TV show.
So, hold on. It's a book.
The book
okay.
is the literature.
Okay,
right.
The Girl
right.
with the Dragon Tattoo was a book.
Yes.
That's literature.
Yes.
The same words from the book, the same idea, the same concepts, everything.
You changed it.
Okay, but what if they did, in theory, transcribe it word for word into a comic book?
Then you
that's
have,
like
then it's not going to be a comic book.
Why?
What do you
there,
mean?
Why? There's lots. What
just
if there's lots of pictures in it still?
If
what
you're
if,
transferring
if
it word for word, it's not going to be a comic book.
You could
it's
make
be a graphic
it would
novel.
Be, you could make
a graphic
okay,
novel
a
is
graphic
a comic
novel
book.
Is a comic book.
Thanks for checking in, Francis.
Look, listen. If you're gonna transfer word to word, it's gonna be like an 8,000.
It would
comic
be an enormous comic
yes,
book.
Yes, it
I
would.
Agree. But would it not be literature if it's the exact
if
same
you
piece
going
of work?
Every thought, every yeah. emotion, every description, then yes.
So it would
but
still
it's not
be
going to happen ever. It's just going to be.
But
this
it did.
Lady said this. This dude said that.
But it
this
did.
Lady said this.
It did
this
happen.
Dude said that.
So you're saying because someone can say the same story in a concise fashion, it's not
it's,
literature.
It's a still
it's
frame.
It's
because
a picture.
Because I read The Girl with the Dragon book.
It's a
I
still
saw
frame,
the movie.
It's a still frame film.
Listen,
it's not literature.
I read
I'm sorry.
The book.
Yes.
I saw the Swedish version of the movie and
okay,
the American
okay,
version
okay.
of the movie.
Was there tits
and
in the Swedish
I read
version?
The comic book.
Norwegian?
And all of them were pretty much the same idea, same everything. And
same
it got
ideas,
the same point across.
But
it's the
it's
same
not
story,
the s- it
right?
It got the same point across.
Right, but it doesn't...
So you're saying the book that got the same point across as the comic book, I don't understand.
Is it the amount of pictures? Is
no,
it the, cause
it's,
because
it's,
like
it's,
Alice in Wonderland
if you watch the
has
movie,
a picture at the beginning of every chapter.
Yeah.
If you watch the movie and you read the comic, it's pretty much the same thing. It's actors, they're acting, it's presented to you, and you're just seeing what they say. There's no thought required otherwise. You're sitting there, and
how?
You're absorbing the material.
So, whoa, whoa, hold
in
on.
A book,
so you're
you
talking
read
about
it.
Quality.
Hold on, Roger. So is it the amount of thought that the piece of media inspires in the person that's consuming it?
It's not the amount of...
He's fucking with you. He's fucking with you in that way that Corey does.
How? I'm trying
he's
to...
He's fucking with you.
I want to know where his line is.
Don't
for
let
literature.
Him fuck with you, Francis.
It's
it
the
keeps
world,
going back to quality.
It's the world construction that the author
it's
does.
It's not quality.
He presents the words. They paint
it's
a picture
complexity.
In your head. It's the, comic books are complex.
So it's the amount of work that the author does and the amount of work just that the consumer is required to
you're
do.
You're not going
to
get the same out of it if you read a comic book about it, because
you will.
You in, when you read a book, you get this is the character.
Don't
fall for it. It's deeper.
All right, Roger's dying.
I just want to say one last thing. You keep saying comic books aren't complex, but how many comic books have you read in the last month?
I don't know.
You don't know. You know
no,
why?
I don't know. It's on my
saying,
iPad. I don't have my iPad on me.
You're saying a medium is not complex, but you haven't explored that medium.
It's not.
You haven't branched out. You haven't gone out and actually made an attempt to read.
It's a comic. What do I have to branch out to?
You're saying comic books aren't complex, but you read fucking Green Lantern.
I read Warhammer.
I read why.
Read something else. Read something else.
I read
like 40 this month, and I still think they're just art.
Oh, okay. I want to take off from what Joe just said. Like, we can agree that there's visual art in comic books. When we say there's art, it's visual art.
It's all art.
You can see. And there's also stories written in them. So, which one... We'll go around the table. Would you guys say that comic books deserve their own category because they include both visual art and story, or do you say they straddle both mediums?
I think comic books are a form of literature.
You didn't answer my question.
You didn't and fucking you pay
make
attention.
Your question clearer.
Okay.
Will you pay attention, huh?
Do comic bo- since comic books straddle the medium, since they have both story
art.
And visual
yes.
art, do
yes.
they deserve their own? Yes, do they deserve a pizzone, which I could really go for right now.
I haven't had
one right now.
I'm pretty hungry.
Do they deserve their own category as far as medium goes, or would you say that they fall into both categories as visual art and literature?
I don't think a new medium is necessary for comic books. I think comic books are a form of literature that use art.
But
you're wrong!
But they do fall under visual art, right? You can't deny that.
Sorry. Yeah, but they also fall under literature.
So you think that they can straddle both mediums?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's what I'm trying
yes.
to say. Like,
listen, the comic books exist because of the art. Without the art, they don't exist. So the art is paramount.
We're trying to argue what's literature, though, not what makes
yeah,
a comic book.
Yeah, well, I'm
just book.
Saying that...
You're arguing what makes a comic
no,
book.
No, I'm not. You're not listening. If a comic book is art and it's not so much the literature, then what the fuck is the literature portion of it is irrelevant.
Is it?
It's an aside.
Okay.
It's an aside.
Okay, you go find your comics. We're just pictures.
It's just a
yeah,
picture
enjoy
book.
Them. I'm sure there's Archies or Mama Dukes out there.
Go
get your comics with just pictures.
I flicked through several pages of the Underwater Wielder. Okay. Yeah. And it was, you know, art was by like 2-year-old standard.
Black and white
but
pictures.
But still, okay. It was black and white scribbly pictures.
Don't negate black and white. Anybody read Sin City? Sin City was all in black and white.
Walking Dead is all in black and white.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I didn't read either.
Who said anything? Who's picking on shit now?
So let's move forward. Okay.
Bottled.
Okay, two of us think comic books aren't literature. Two of us think it is literature.
Right, and we're not
let's move
right,
forward.
Two of us are wrong.
Let's move forward.
Let's move forward. Let them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, moving forward into our listener comments. Should we go into our listener comments? Because it might just
yes,
like, fire
let's go
up
into,
this
let's go into
again.
Listener in the comments.
Fuck literature.
Wait. We're in the FAP segment. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Yes, get it on. Get that shit going.
All right. Full audience participation.
Are you okay
all right,
with
listener comments.
Get up there.
You said you had them ready.
I got them ready. Give me a second. I drank a lot of alcohol, and I didn't think I was going to because it's like... Okay.
This one's
so, on our Facebook page, we presented the questions of, are comics literature? And
answer
number one from Christopher.
Answer
I won't
no.
give last names because we don't give last names.
Protect the guilty.
Why? Because no one can just go on Facebook and see who it was.
Who cares? Christopher says, I would say they are.
He's
why
so
do you
angry.
Think why do you think they call them graphic novels?
Because it's a graphic novel. It's not a comic book.
It's got pitch ads.
A graphic
okay.
novel
a
is a comic book.
Graphic
novel
is not a comic book.
A graphic
book?
Novel is a compilation of several
oh
comics
my God.
Into a large...
That's a trade.
How do I sit here and listen to these comments and not just want to flip out?
Hey, listen.
I don't know how I do
listen,
it. A graphic novel is...
A graphic novel is a fucking comic book. It is a fucking comic book.
Rewind. A
graphic
fucking
pictures.
A graphic
there's
novel.
A graphic
it's a
novel.
Comic book.
A graphic novel is what
listen,
art. What
listen, if you could put a Z
books.
At the end of what things you were saying, it would make more sense.
A graphic novel is a comic book.
Yeah, but it's a really fucking big one.
Oh my God, get fucked.
It's a really
get
fucking
fucked.
Big
get fucked,
fucking
guy.
Thick one.
Okay,
look
Kevin,
at that vein popping out in his head.
Another Facebook
so
response.
Have another rum
let
and coke.
Let
Kevin,
him listen to response.
Kevin says, I will. Kevin says, I wouldn't. This reply.
It's long, read it.
Got my tickled fancied.
What?
I wouldn't say comics.
Let that was a Rogerism. Yes. Just let it go into the oblivion.
Exactly. Thank you.
I can't.
Okay, he says, I wouldn't say comics are literature.
I want to fancy your tickle.
Are you done? Okay. Kevin says, I wouldn't say comics are literature since they are periodical. You wouldn't consider...
Go ahead, finish it.
You wouldn't consider Time Magazine or Maxim literature.
No.
But you wouldn't consider Time Magazine literature?
Finish it before we address it. Finish it. Okay. Finish it before we address it.
Would you consider
it.
IGN review literature? No, it's by
oh my
some...
my God. You wouldn't
don't
consider...
sidetrack him.
You wouldn't consider Time Magazine or Maxim literature, but graphic novel...
just talking through his teeth.
Hold on. This is where this post gets awesome. This is where the post gets awesome.
Then he goes and backtracks.
So he wouldn't say comics are literature... Because you wouldn't because they're periodical.
Periodicals. Yes.
Because you wouldn't consider Time Magazine or Maxim literature, but graphic novels and trades are absolutely literature.
Why?
If you disagree, read All Star Superman.
Because they're longer.
Watchmen, okay.
So length defines literature.
No.
What
wait.
About a haiku poem?
Wait, can
poems
I, can,
are part of literature.
Can I discuss the nonsense of this post?
Comics or not?
He's saying.
I hope
monthly
Kevin Caucus finds you and stabs you in the neck.
He's saying monthly comic releases aren't literature, but when those monthly comic releases are combined in a trade, they are literature.
Why are we hating on the
which
fans?
Which is ridiculous.
Well, I wouldn't say it's ridiculous. It's just what...
It is.
Hold on. What I'm going to defend Kevin for a second here.
Please do.
I disagree with him, but where he seems to draw the line for literature seems to be like the actual physical media of it. Like if it's a small, shiny
okay,
cover.
So it's a
hold on,
mag.
I'm not done.
Hey, guy. Huh? How about that?
I was adding to the conversation.
Okay, he seems to define literature by how much content is in it and what the physical media is actually
yes.
like. If it's large enough, it seems to fall under literature for his definition.
Okay, but do you understand what I'm saying?
Nope.
I understand what you're saying,
okay.
and I agree with you,
okay,
but that
you.
Seems to be how he draws
I
the line
it.
As far as
but, like, I don't
literature goes.
I don't understand how you can say a trade is literature... But a single issue from that trade
I get
is
it.
Not literature.
I get
it's not
that
your place
sense.
To understand.
I get your point.
Go ahead, Francis.
So I think I understand what he's coming from. He's saying, like, you know, one comic can be like a Saturday morning cartoon. Which
okay.
is like, hey, here's an offshoot and to be continued next week.
Yeah.
While in the whole thing, you get an actual story out of it. You get to read the overarching scope of what Batman's going through with the Owl People.
Okay.
And then you
okay.
kind of get a story. You kind of get deep
on,
and
Roger,
flowing all through together. I think you do have... And what he's saying is literature, but what I'm saying is you still have a longer cartoon. But
may I retort, Francis?
You can
one
retort
quick baby
all you
food.
Want.
So what you're saying is that he's saying one issue of a comic
yeah.
is not a story.
No,
but
it's
when
definitely
you,
not.
Okay, so when you combine all the issues of a comic book story arc,
right.
it's a story.
Yes.
And it may be considered literature,
yes.
even though you don't consider it literature.
No.
But you understand that he
but
considers
that
literature.
Says, yeah.
But when you separate...
Hmm.
All those issues of that comic that's
right.
in the trade, it's not literature.
Well, it's like reading...
But when you combine them, it's literature.
It's like reading a chapter of a book.
To the question of our comics literature, Randall says absolutely. That's it.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's move on.
Thanks a lot, Randy. You fuck. Go teach physics. Stick with that.
Anyways.
That was Susie, by the way.
I believe...
It's all you could give us is absolutely... The worldly one, and that's all you could give us.
Are we going to have a QUI for this week that isn't this question? Can we think of a QUI?
A QUI? We're going to think of a QUI.
Yes, what's the sexiest...
Oh, I got the QUI.
What's the sexiest part of Miss Potato Head?
I have the QUI.
Lips.
Her, is it her ears?
No,
her,
no,
back
no.
her back that opens up.
I have the QUI.
Oh, bing.
Oh,
wait.
Bing.
No.
But I have the QUI for real.
Hold on. You talked over that. Okay, go ahead.
I have the QUI for real. If you were to take any comic creative theme...
Team or theme?
Team.
You said theme.
I'm sorry.
Don't make this more difficult.
Team or theme? I need to know.
If you were to take any comic creative team...
Yeah.
Team?
Team.
So like
team.
Jeff
I heard
Johns
team. I heard
Frank
team.
Okay. If you were to take any comic creative
team
and have them make a video game, what would be your dream team for video game making?
So writing and like visual design, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a QUI for this week. Corey, shoot from the hip, Skip.
Every episode, I'm Skip. All right, if I had to do a comic book with visual styling and writing from your question,
yes.
anything with Kirkman, or I would do Ennis and John Romita Jr. I'd
Ennis.
Like to see what a video game style would look like in John Romita Jr.'s
world
style. Yes.
Yes.
So, all right, who else?
But wait, wasn't it supposed to be what video game would you have,
really,
your favorite game team?
Yeah, art style and attack? Writer, you're right. So Ennis and Dylan.
But what? Wait, no. Like, what would it be? Like, what series would you have them come into?
No, not what series. Just what writer and what art stylist would you like to do?
Yeah, but what game would you have them do?
Well, that wasn't part of the question.
Well, he's asking you a sub question.
Yeah. Well,
what game
I
would
I
you
like
have him do?
Question too.
I would like to see a good Punisher game.
In general. So
I'd like to see a good Punisher. Anything besides the comic book.
Who's your dream team, comic team that would make a video game?
I would like to see Rick Remender. Yes. Write a Clayton Crane illustrated Super Mario Brothers 4.
Really?
Okay, I don't know, but it would be fucking awesome.
I'm not sure what that would be like. Let me finish this Diet Coke and rum.
Right, Susie, while he's drinking.
I would do Jeff Johns.
Yeah, of course you would.
Because that's the only guy I can think of off the top of my head other than Todd McFarlane. So Jeff Johns, Todd McFarlane doing Battlefield 2143.
All right, so that's the end of our FAP segment.
Wait, I didn't answer.
Oh, shit.
Joe knows the answer.
It's Grant Morrison fighting Alan Moore, writing Grant Morrison.
All right, so that's the end
Jeff
of our
Johns.
FAP segment because that's Roger's answer.
Yeah, but who would the artist be?
Frank Quitely.
There you go. All right, now it's time for our last segment.
Oh, yeah, dropping fucking loads.
What are we dropping loads of?
Money.
Semen.
Okay. Dropping loads of
on
money.
On people's faces.
Okay. We're going to tell people where to do it. All right. Anybody have a media money shot for this week?
Everyone does.
It's just for Black Friday, but this episode is not going to go up until after Black Friday. So
no.
Don't do any of those. But anybody else?
Buy more comics.
Francis Grant Morrison comics?
No.
Has something.
No. Warren Ellis. Buy some more. Buy Transmetropolitan.
Don't do that.
I also bought the Pro by Grant Ennis. And Garth Ennis.
Is that about a stripper?
Garth Ennis.
Get superpowers.
Which is about a prostitute that gets superpowers.
Ew.
Which, I mean, I'm sure is going to be an excellent comic.
If you enjoy Warhammer 40K, Games Workshop is offering graphic novels in the Warhammer 40K universe. Also, PlanetSide 2 came out on the 20th.
It's awful, Francis.
And it's going to be the bee's knees. Also, Dragonborn, you're going back to Morrowind and Slothistein.
Never
going to
do it.
Going back to the expansion of
you're
Blood
never
going to
do it.
I will
cool.
do it. Zombie
cool.
U looks good.
Wii U.
Preview, it looks really good.
Wii
looks
U.
good. Also, Star Citizen, $6.2 million they raised.
Get him, Francis.
You got to do that.
What are you doing?
Also,
Roger's left the table. Let's wrap this up.
Also, Persona 4 for the PlayStation Vita looks hot. Hitman Absolution looks like crap because it's not like Blood Money. And buy Torg.
All right, Joe, you
get the Torg campaign for Borderlands 2. Buy a Wii U.
All right, and go.
That was my hardcore grunge money shot.
Grunge
and Black Ops 2. If you didn't get it, you're a douchebag.
I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either.
My cat's name is Bowser, and I'm holding her right now.
How's the story? Is it comparable to Blops 1?
Hey, listen, something that Roger might not like, Blops choices.
Right. I heard about that. Is that broken
can
as
we
say it is?
Can we end this? Can we please end this?
Quick aside.
Go buy the Telltale Walking Dead games on PSN or Xbox Live. They're really good. And does anybody have anything they want to plug?
Yes, I do.
All right, what do you want to plug?
Quick, I want to plug my cat. Because for a cat...
This is so sloppy.
What?
I want to plug my cat because for a that cat's going to scratch the hell out of you. For a cat I've never washed or bathed before.
You've never washed that cat?
She smells fucking delicious.
Roger's waving his cat in the air.
The cat smells good. She smells like a cat that's been in Bowser's castle.
All right, so let's. If you want to hear, you got something you want to plug?
No. Yes, PlanetSide 2. Play it. It's awesome. Server loads.
All right.
Francis
hold
also,
on, shut up.
Francis would also like to plug arleoniblogspotphoto.com. That's
close
wrong.
Enough.
That's wrong.
All right, if you want to hear more episodes, go to blastmagazine.com, Boston's online source for TV, movies, and everything else that matters. We're hitting each other with stuff. If we're on iTunes now, so subscribe. And if you review us on iTunes... you'll get a free month of PSN Plus, and we still have our sticker.
Wait, what? How do I get a month of free PSN Plus?
You can't. Anybody else can. And we also still have a contest, our sticker contest. If you
stick the planet, bitches.
If you take a picture of our sticker stuck anywhere and send it to us, you will win a free copy of Civilization V. You might as well enter because not a lot of people have, so you will probably win if you enter. So
I may also have
to.
A free copy of Rift.
All right, well,
I'll have to figure that one out.
We'll save that for a different one. So, all right, we're going to end this.
Graphonomic is a fucking comic book.